there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. 14-year-old Ryan H. is a young social entrepreneur from California with a passion for recycling. I know, that's kind of an unusual thing for a teen to be excited about, but Ryan is a special young man with a true entrepreneurial spirit. He started a recycling service called Ryan's Recycling. He partners with a citywide service called Recycle from Home. And he created Project 3R, a program that teaches kids about recycling and raises awareness on environmental issues. Welcome back, everybody. I am so excited to introduce you to my new friend, Ryan, and he's going to tell us all about his recycling program and some other great stuff. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. So introduce yourself a little bit more. How old are you? Where you go to school? All that good stuff. Where you live? And then tell us about Ryan's recycling.
I'm 14 years old. I'm in ninth grade. I live in San Juan Capistrano, California, and I have a recycling company called Ryan's Recycling.
That's amazing. So that's incredible. So tell us how that got started. For a 14-year-old, that seems a little unusual. So tell us everything.
Okay, so when I was 3 and a half, my dad took me to the recycle center. With a couple
of small
bags.
Wait a minute, 3 and a half?
Yep.
Did you just say 3 and a half?
Yeah.
Okay.
With a couple of small bags of recycling, and I loved it so much, I just wanted to keep doing it. And so I did. And now it just kept growing and growing. And now I'm here.
Wow. Okay, so tell me exactly what your recycling company does.
When people have recycling, they call me, or text me, or email me. And then we go and collect the recycling and either bring it home and sort it, or take it straight to the recycle center and sort it. We usually do Saturdays, but today we have nothing because we thought it would be raining, but it's not.
So tell me more about your town. I mean, does your town not do the recycling, or do they charge people? Like, how does that work? How is it that you're sort of stepping into the void of this? It would feel like something a municipality should probably provide to folks now.
So in San Juan Capistrano, there's a good recycling program, but you do have to pay, like, with your garbage and organics. People are just donating it to me, and I'm using money probably for college.
Right. Nice. So is it, and exactly what is it that you're picking up? Is it, as you said, organics and stuff? So it's not like electronics or anything like that?
No, we're picking up cans, bottles, and glass.
Got it. Just cans, bottles, and glass. I see. And then you do the sorting. It's funny. My in-laws live in a place in Wellesley, Massachusetts, where there isn't recycling pickup, similar probably to your experience here, where you have to actually go to the dump and do the sorting. And it's funny that you said you started doing this when you were 3 and a half, because my kids thought going when they went to visit their grandfather, going to the dump was like the most exciting thing. And like the blue glass, right? And isn't it, if it's colored glass, it has to go in a different thing. It's just so funny to me that this thing that most people would dread doing, kids find so compelling. So tell me a little bit more about that.
You just mentioned the glass thing. Like, here we don't have to separate our glass.
Oh, that's great.
We just mix it in and they pay us for it.
Wow. Wow. So you do, people text you. If I text you and say, hey, Ryan, come to my house and pick up. And how many people do you pick up from on an average day?
About 10 to 15 per Saturday. That's just people calling in throughout the week. We just try scheduling them Saturdays. Then we just go by. They don't have to be home. They could leave the recycling out and then we'll just grab it and go to the next house.
Wow. And then again, you do this, you either bring it home to sort it out because it's probably a lot. I would assume you have like a minivan or something.
Yes, I actually do. I have an electric Ford van, an e-transit.
Right. Well, that would not surprise me that you drive an electric car. That's awesome.
Better for the planet.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so at the recycling center, you do all of that and then they do it sort of by the pound. That's how they pay you. Is that the
California law? I'm pretty sure you could request by count if you have under 50 of each material, like under 50 containers, like 50 bottles, 50 cans, 50 glass. But to make it go faster, I would say probably 98% of people want it by weight. Make me, because that would take way too long to count it for the extra $2.
Of course, of course. And do you find that the people who are asking you to come and do this are people who, for whom this is just an annoyance? Or do you think you're also getting people who physically can't go, maybe elderly people? I would assume that this is like kind of a nice service for some people who just can't make it over there themselves. So what kinds of folks are asking you to do this for them?
Pretty much every type of person. People who can't go, people who just want to save the planet.
Right, exactly. And is it a requirement? I mean, everyone has to do this, and so you're just providing this service, or is it optional?
Oh, in California, it's a law that you must recycle and compost.
Wow.
You get fined for compost.
Wow, that's amazing.
At least just using a curbside bin.
Yes.
Yeah. You aren't required to do it, but you can't throw your recycling in the garbage can, though.
Right. So what are you going to do with it otherwise, unless you're creating art out of it or something? So how do people find out about you?
Like this, podcasts, videos, interviews, magazines.
Right.
Friends.
That's amazing. Sure. And how do you have a sense of statistically, like, you know, can you give me a number of like how many pounds over all these years or how much money that's equivalent to? Like, have you been keeping track of any of that?
Yes, I actually have. One sec. I'm pulling it up right now. It's on my website. I'm pulling it up right now on my phone. I recycled a total of 194,444 pounds.
Wow. That's amazing. And that's of the most recent update to your website. That's incredible.
Every time we recycle, we edit it. I've recycled a total of, looks like 1,930,499 bottles.
Wow, that is a lot. Wow, it's mind-boggling, isn't it? How much stuff we just produce and create, and the garbage, it's really astonishing. And you're doing your small part to help our planet, so we appreciate that. So just, you know, tell me a little bit more. Have you experienced any challenges in getting this started? Obviously, you have the support of your family. You're only 14. You can't drive the van just yet. So tell me, have you had any challenges that you've had to overcome, and how might you have done that?
I mean, people just not wanting to recycle. That's a challenge.
Right.
People littering. Like, people that don't want to listen and just, like, not recycle. That seems like a pretty big challenge.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's sort of gross.
Yeah.
What people do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the littering thing is, I live in New York City, so you can well imagine what I see on a regular basis here. But luckily, we are moving towards composting as a requirement in the city, so I'm delighted by that. I've been composting for a while in our building, but prior to this, it was optional. What are your thoughts on that in terms of, I think that there are people who feel like this maybe should be optional, you shouldn't be fined, it should be made easier for you to do this because, you know, as you're pointing out, it is like a little bit of a hassle to take your stuff to the dump and to do the sorting and all of that. I mean, after doing this work for all of this time, I'm sure you have some thoughts on what we can all do collectively to save the planet.
So I do feel like people do think that the like law for the recycling and organic compost is a bit annoying, but it's good for the planet. Just like less stuff going to the landfill and stuff. And I feel like people could make a bigger difference by thinking about that and recycling and composting right.
Yeah, absolutely. I also think that the movements that a lot of companies have made to get rid of so much waste in their production, even water bottles and things like that, or not using straws, having the top of the container at Starbucks.
Metal straws.
Right, or metal straws are great.
Paper straws are compostable.
Yep, I have glass. Yep, they are. I also use glass straws in my house, so we don't buy regular straws. I just have glass straws, which just need to be rinsed out. You know, it's not a big deal, and I love them, and they're colorful, and my kids really like them. And
I've never heard of glass straws before.
Oh, yeah, they're really amazing. So the metal ones, you know, you've seen, obviously. The glass ones, they're super hard. They don't break, and there's like, you know, they wash out really easily, so the glass ones are really great, too. And I think they're made with recycled glass.
That's
so
good.
There you go. There's a whole full circle moment. So tell me, you mentioned that you do a bunch of other projects. Can you, anything else you want to mention to us? Anything related to the environment and recycling and stuff? Or maybe they're all over the place. You sound like an entrepreneur.
Okay, so I have two other ones. Project 3R is my first one, which is a nonprofit for recycling education and awareness and beach cleanups. Then my second one is Recycle From Home, which is based off Orion's Recycling, but we pay customers for their recycling. So it's like mobile recycling. Actually, that's literally what it is.
So tell me more about that. And tell me about 3R, because that sounds amazing. Recycling education, which obviously everybody needs and certainly children need. So tell me a little bit more about both of those.
So Recycle Phone, they would sign up on our website and we would deliver them a kit with bags and barcodes. And then when they have enough, we ask them to sort it and put it into separate bags. They'll put a barcode on the bag, scan it in, schedule pickup whenever they want it. And then we'll come by, or one of our drivers will come by and pick it up. And since it's already registered to their account, the driver scans in, throws in a van with all the rest of the bags. Then when we get to the processing facility, we unload it. And again, since it's already linked to the customer's account, we just scan the QR code, their information pops up, you select what type of material and the weight, and then we pay them Venmo, PayPal, or check.
Wow. So, wow, you're taking that, you're doing the work for them and letting them have the money that you do get from
we
the
do
recycling.
Charge 10%
awesome.
Service fee though.
Of course.
But
well, obviously.
It's more gas to go to the recycle center though. So
yeah,
if you recycle
$20, absolutely.
We charge $2 to come get it.
Oh my gosh. I can't imagine why anyone would not do that or just.
You're paying like, I don't know, $6 a gallon for gas. And it's probably going to take a couple gallons to get to the recycle center because
one
for us is like 30 minutes away.
Right. That's a brilliant model. So smart man there. And then tell me about 3R. That sounds like right up my alley in terms of like a nonprofit.
Project 3R is like, we do like classroom education programs and it's for like recycling education and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We actually just did a program at my old elementary school yesterday for fourth grade. And we're going to be going back there on Tuesday for a third grade program.
That's amazing. So you do the teaching yourself? You have a little curriculum that you've developed?
Not me personally. I would love to, but we do have a team that does that. I wanted
Amazing.
To go though, but I couldn't because of school.
Right, of course. But you know what? This is such important work. I mean, obviously you're really passionate about it. And that's what this podcast is all about, right? Is like finding the thing that you're really interested in, you're passionate about, you're curious about, learning more about it, and then sharing it with other people. And so I just love that you're doing a variety of different things, you know, nonprofit work and for-profit work, which is perfectly good. Social entrepreneurship is a really important thing that I talk about in my work and my book. So tell us where people can learn more. I know, obviously, you're in California, so it's sort of hyper-local there, but I bet people would really love to learn about what you do and how you do it and the Project 3R stuff. I think if you have a curriculum that you could kind of package up and have on your website, I bet other schools would love to incorporate that, especially get peer-to-peer, sort of get kids and teens to teach other kids and teens, because I think that's the most powerful. So why don't you tell us about your website, multiple websites, your social media handles, all that good stuff.
All right, so it's going to be a lot. So Ryan's Recycling, my website, www.ryansrecycling.com. And then for my YouTube is Ryan's Recycling. Instagram and Facebook is, YouTube's Ryan Hickman. Instagram, Facebook is Ryan's Recycling. And then for Project 3R, I think we have Facebook and Instagram too for Project 3R. And then project3r.org is the website. And then Recycle From Home, recyclefromhome.com. We have an Instagram and I'm not sure about a Facebook, but I know we have a TikTok under Recycle From Home and a YouTube channel too for that.
Amazing. Well, I will look all of that stuff up and I will make sure to include it in the show notes so everybody can get on there and learn more. I am sharing this during what I consider to be sort of Earth Month around Earth Day. And I just think this content is really just so important. So good for you, Ryan, for taking something that you were interested in at the age of 3.5 and seeing it through all of the way up to being 14 and beyond. Do you think you're going to want to study environmental science when you get older or do something in this field? That's amazing. Well, thanks so much for sharing all of this with us, Ryan. I really wish you the best of luck.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.